Hi, this is Ruben's Feeder, and today we're gonna talk about something called fat magic. And fat magic is really what it says it is. It's a magical fattening that can happen. And I see that sometimes in front of my mind's eye, and it looks really, really real, although I know that this cannot happen really. And I've met other feedies that have totally kind of the same feeling. And it's kind of, it starts, let's say, when you overeat. You always eat a lot and you overdo it. And sometimes you get this feeling that, let's say you're a feedie and you look at your belly and you say, oh my God, I ate so much. Eventually, my belly is going to start inflating. It'll just start to grow by itself because I've overdone it so much with eating. And so there's this feeling, imagine you're eating, you're at this restaurant, you've been eating for hours, you know, and then you go to the restroom quick and then you suddenly have this funny feeling that your pants are getting tight and you feel your fat pushing against your pants. So you really have to hurry up to open your pants, because then you immediately realize that your belly is growing. And first it's kind of inflating like a balloon, but then it's not just getting tauter, it's also getting softer. So you're actually fattening. And you can feel the fat growing on you. You can feel your double chin growing, and you can feel how your bra is getting tight. And so imagine a feeder is with you, that's the ideal case. Then there's also the variation of that he has a pill that can actually do this, a magical pill that he can give it to you, and then you're actually gonna start growing and fattening, and he can watch you. And the image I usually have is that she starts growing and my eyes pop out, like I'm just like, look at her, and I can't believe what I see, and she can't believe what is happening with her. And it's so sexy and it's so hot, and it's this very, very private moment when she starts to fatten up really. And I'm just there holding her hand and saying, it's okay, it's okay, let it happen, it's all natural, and this is just normal and good for you. And yeah, this is also really, really arousing for both of them. And there's this thing that you kind of like feel like having sex during that time, and you really, really, when you feed her, you want to hurry up to get inside her and enjoy this while she's growing and holding her belly in front of you while she's ballooning up. And well, this is really, really hot. If this is your thing, you know, I probably pushed some buttons now saying all this. And yeah, it's like with all fantasies or likes or dislikes, you know, some people will hear this and say, that's pretty interesting, doesn't do it for me at all though. And other people say, ooh, I get this funky feeling here, there's something there. Yeah. So there's of course different scenarios, and ones that I usually see is, let's say there's a plump girl and she has a little belly already, and she's really kind of overeating a lot, and at some point she starts fattening up like that. Maybe even her feeder takes her to a fat factory, and you know, they spend a weekend or a week there, and she really doesn't believe it. She says, oh, this is all bullshit, you know, this is not there to fatten up women, where feeders can take their women to fatten them up, you know, this is all bullshit. And then the feeder, actually, after a really huge meal, he shows her the pill and says, listen, this is the real deal, you know, take this, I'll give it to you, you know. And she gets nervous and she sees this, and when the pill starts going to her mouth, she actually realizes what's going to happen soon, you know. And she just can't wait to happen. She's actually eager for it to happen. So she's plump, and then she starts growing and fattening, and all the fat that she's eaten or drank before, you know, starts really growing exponentially and fast, and very soon she is a fat woman. She's not plump anymore. Her belly now is really huge, ruined her pants. Her breasts have like grown 4 cup sizes, and she's fat. And then there's the other possibility. Let's say a woman is already fat, and she's always kind of try to fight the fattening and fight not wanting to gain, and so she's always held back, but she always knew that she was kind of made to fatten up to get bigger. And now she's actually introduced to this, and she's just like overdoing it once, eating really, really a lot and a lot of fat. And what happens is that she's overdoing it. And when you overdo it, you get punished, right? And so this is the punishment, the sweet punishment. So she's already fat, and then she just starts to really balloon up, and all the fat that she has already reacts with it, and she just grows pound by pound by pound by pound very, very fast, and feels how she's ballooning up. And there's this feeling of being inflated, you know, like a balloon, and that this is just something that will eventually happen. So this is a very, very sweet and sexy play form. And yeah, I'd love to hear from you if this did anything, and if you also have these fantasies. I'm just exploring this. I don't know that much about it myself. I've just been very amazed of how similar all these fantasies are with feeders and feedies. They're often totally identical, you know, which is kind of really far out, which means that these fantasies are not just random. They're actually from the same kind of archetype, same kind of source. Like we discover all this, and we're all the same, and it's not just random feelings about feeding and getting fatter. Like there's a system below it, and that we're finding out, and it's all the same system for everybody. All right, that's it for now. I hope you enjoyed this podcast.